And Lord, remember the greatest gift that's been given to us through salvation, through not only the birth, but also the death and burial of your Son. I pray you'd help us to remember that tonight and honor you in the coming year. We ask these things in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So I'll just briefly go over a few things before we get started. It's not going to be a long service tonight. And first of all, just a reminder, if you would please silence your cell phones at this time. You don't want to have any of those go off. We know how embarrassing that is. So just a friendly reminder to go ahead and shut those off, put them on silent. And then basically we're just going to have Brother Gabriel and Brother Andrew take turns reading and singing some songs. So all the songs are going to be out of the hymnal in front of you tonight. So Brother Andrew, when he comes up, will announce the song. And then Brother Gabriel will be doing all the reading, just a few passages tonight, going over the Christmas story. And at the very end, of course, we'll have the lighting of the candles. We'll shut the lights off. The lights will stay on in the back. But it does still get very dark in here. So by the time we get through, it came upon a midnight clear. You're probably going to want to be in your seat if you have to get up, because you might be stumbling in the darkness, right? You wouldn't want that. So we're going to have the lighting of the candles at the end, and then just another singing. We'll sing Silent Night, and that'll be it. So again, I appreciate everybody coming here and helping us celebrate Christmas. Hopefully it's a good one for you. And you're blessed for having been here tonight. With that, we'll go ahead and begin with the reading of Isaiah chapter number 9.
Isaiah 9:6. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is born, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Almighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. And the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end. Upon the throne of David, and upon his kingdom, to order, and to establish it, and judgment, and justice, from henceforth, even forever, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this.
Start our hymnals to song number 424. Song number 424, O Come All Ye Faithful.
Thank you.
Micah 5, verse 2. But thou, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me, that is to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been from of old, from everlasting. Therefore will he give them up until the time that she which travaileth hath brought forth. Then the remnant of his brethren shall return unto the children of Israel, and he shall stand and feed in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord God his Father, and they shall abide, for now shall he be great unto the ends of the earth.
Let's turn our hymnals to song number 423. Song number 423, Joy to the World.
Luke 2, verse 4. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary as a spouse wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
Let's turn to song number 434. Song 434, O Little Town of Bethlehem.
Thank you.
Luke 2, verse 8. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
Let's turn our hymnals to song number 429. Song 429, Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
Luke 2, verse 15. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from heaven, from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them.
Song number 428. Song number 428, Came Upon a Midnight Clear.
This time we're going to go ahead and have the lighting of the candles. You get that light for me, brother? And we'll go ahead and I'm going to just read as the candles are lit. I'll light this one, and then, of course, I didn't bring my candle, but that's all right. I've got one here. Yeah, there we go. Nothing sets the mood like a Bic lighter, folks, I'm telling you. So as that goes around, I'll just read some verses regarding light. If I can see these verses, that is, I'll do my best. And of course, as the light goes around, it's representative of the fact that this is how the gospel works. The light of the gospel is lit in one of our hearts, and then we spread it, hopefully,
to our neighbor and light that light in their heart as well. The Bible says in John 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word is with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt amongst us. We beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Jesus said in John 8, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Said in John 12, yet a little while is the light with you. Walk while ye have the light, lest the darkness come upon you. For he that walketh in darkness knoweth not whither he goeth. While ye have light, believe in the light, that ye may be children of the light. The Bible reminds us in James chapter 1, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. 1 John 1, the Bible says, this then is the message which we have heard of him, and declare unto you that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. So, of course, I hope that everyone in the room tonight has that light in their hearts, the light of the truth of salvation by grace through faith in Christ alone. And if you don't have that light, I hope that maybe you would take one of our church members aside and ask, you know, how you can be saved. The Bible assures us that every single one of us can be 100% sure that heaven is going to be our home when we die, that we can walk in that light. And we can know the light of heaven when we get there. And I trust that's most people in the room. And to the rest, I would say, if you already know that you're saved, you know on your way to heaven, I hope that you have the light of fellowship in your life, that as it says in 1 John, love your brother. And I think that's important for us to always remember. Of course, I was joking earlier today, this evening, that around Christmas, everyone's really nice, aren't they? It's everyone's filled with joy, but then the New Year's come around and everyone starts their diet, right? And everyone starts to get cranky, right? And of course, we're all being extra sweet and we're all in a good mood and hopefully, and we're all enjoying one another's fellowship. And hopefully that's something that will carry on into the new year and something that we'll experience through our lives. And I promised I wouldn't preach, so let me just wrap up with a reminder again from 1 John regarding that. He says in chapter 2, again, a new commandment I write unto you, which thing is true in him and in you, because the darkness is past and the true light now shineth. He that saith he is in the light and hateth his brother is in darkness even until now. He that loveth his brother abideth in the light, and there is none occasion of stumbling in him. But he that hateth his brother is in darkness and walketh in darkness and knoweth not whither he goeth, because that darkness hath blinded his eyes. It's a sad thing when we have the light of Christ in our hearts and we don't allow that love to shine out to our brother and sisters in Christ. So hopefully we'll do that in the coming year. I'm going to go ahead and close with a word of prayer, and then we'll sing with the light candle still lit, Silent Night, and then we'll just simply dismiss. You can blow out your candle, set it in the seat next to you. If you want to take it, set it on the table on the way out, that's fine. We'll pick them up later. But let's close quickly in a word of prayer, and then we'll sing Silent Night. Dear Lord, again, thank you again for these folks that have come out tonight to honor you in this time of year and your birth, Lord. And again, I pray you'd help us to always be mindful of the great love wherewith you have loved us, Lord, and help us to show that love one to another and to the lost in the coming year and throughout our lives. We ask these things in Christ's name. Amen. All right, we'll go ahead and sing Silent Night.
Number 431 in our hymnal, Silent Night. Number 431.